Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station. I'm Alphabet North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, it's been pretty hot and humid here, and I'm just doing my thing, like I always do. enjoying what's going on tonight with the summer solstice coming in at 11:32 tonight here on Eastern Time.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And trying to Jupiter.
Oh, yeah. The sun's in Trine's Jupiter retrograde, and what that meant to me, everybody's so worried about the last couple of years, the pandemic, all that's gone on, but Jupiter has a 12-year cycle. So now's the time to really look at not just the past couple of years, but what you've accomplished and what you desire to create and what you worked toward for the last 12 years. Okay? I want to see the bigger picture. Oh, yeah. And then Venus, the planet of love, is trine to Neptune. And Neptune is a higher octave of Venus. And those two are really, really cute tonight. I was, like, so happy to see that. Oh, yes. If you can dream it, if you can believe it, if you can keep the faith, you can create it because of the sentient energy of your soul. Wow. What a great angle.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really love that.
Yep. And of course, I always love the Scorpio moon because I have Scorpio rising. You have many planets in Scorpio yourself, so you understand the deeper you go, the better it gets right now.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have this full moon coming up. It's interesting because it's a full moon in Capricorn, and it's happening in June rather than in July, okay? I found that, I want to say, a little bit disarming, okay? But the chart itself is good. I like the full moon cycle because it allows us to close a chapter and open a new one. It allows us to deliberate in a different way. Beautiful angles in this chart. You know?
And I have
so
to tell you a personal
talk
story. It's okay. Going to be interesting because we've chosen to go to a salt cave and sit in a salt cave under this full moon. All
nice.
About detoxing and cleaning and cleansing. So it's a pretty fun thing. This is the first time we're ever going to go. So it should be interesting. But again here, the reason why we chose that day was that perfect cleansing example. You know, how you can let go and get rid of that old stuff from the past, physically, psychologically, and open a new chapter, open a new door, let it go. So that's one of the reasons why I really like this one. You know, it's at 3 degrees, and any time I see 3, I see the divine. And I'm just so fascinated that this one is at 3 degrees.
I couldn't agree more. I think the same way. So it wasn't cuspian because it was past the 3rd degree. So clarity is evidenced in the heavens. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I also like the fact that Neptune is still going to be trining Venus on that day. I love that. Jupiter's going to be trining the sun that day. I love that. There's a lot to love about this chart, and the North Node, the head of the dragon, and Mercury are in perfect trine to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, which calls us to use our innovative talent, but also look at the options, because at that point, Mercury is going to be direct. It's not out of shadow yet, but It's going to be direct. So we can clarify those decisions we're facing that day and beyond. But I like that because a lot of times people feel like this is the only way. Well, sometimes it's not the only way. There's more than one way. I comparison shop for everything, Jacqueline. Am I crazy?
And, you know, this is a perfect time for that. You know, again, with the North Node there and Mercury direct, it really is about those options. And there is that shift that comes with it, that there is another option. And I love this because of that. It does prime that Saturn to say, wait, see what those options are. Make sure that you look forward at the bigger picture of it and see the end result and say, okay, this is the direction I want to go. I can't say enough about this full moon chart. I think it's a really fun one, especially with Mars and Leo, because it really gives us that inclination physically to do something. You know, let's get up and let's take charge and let's go. You know, that all that fire energy going on is a good thing at this point in time.
I so agree, because when I see Mars and Leo, it's my choice to roar like a lion or purr like a freaking kitten, okay? But it's about also putting your heart into what you're doing, because Mars is a doer and Leo rules the heart chakra. And opposing Saturn, even though it's a little bit of a bigger orb than I like to see, I feel it sustains itself. And so again, to remember all you've taught and all you've learned, and to be able to open that up to other people, even just in a casual conversation. I love that about this chart.
I agree.
All right. So, just people holding on, we should help them. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right, love. Okay. Area code 703, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hi, my name is Andrea, and I actually live in Virginia.
All righty, then. You're a neighbor of mine? Wow, cool.
Oh, where are you?
In Roanoke.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's, I think we spoke before. I'm in Loudoun County.
Have you called in before?
Probably. Probably a while ago.
Perfect.
Let's see what I have here.
What's
are you May 27th of 64?
No, my birthday is 1-17-63.
Gotcha. Boston, Massachusetts.
That's right.
I was born in Worcester. How cute is that? Okay. What time?
Yeah, I was born in 12:10 p.m. I was born in Brigham Memorial Hospital.
Excellent. Great. All right, let's take a look at your chart. You have a special question for us tonight.
I do. So my question is, I've been conversating with this, I've been communicating with this guy named Charles for like a month and a half. I don't know what kind of energy you pick up. He was supposed to come see me today, and he kind of didn't show up, so I don't know what energy you pick up.
Do you have his birthday?
Actually, it was Thursday. It was June 17th, as a matter of fact. So we just turned 53. I don't know what year that would be.
Okay.
And do you know where he was born?
I want to say Maryland, but I think Maryland. Don't quote me.
What city in Virginia do you live in now?
I live in Ashburn.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's important.
All right. Got it. Okay. So you were born with a cusping ascendant. Now it's not. You're in a sense at 11 degrees of Taurus. Wow. Okay. So that's a shift. All right. How long have you lived in Virginia?
I was like 24 years, something like that.
All right, a long time. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Putting your boyfriend in now.
You know,
take a look at this for you.
I'm not surprised that he would be flaky during this period of time with Mercury retrograde. I'm just not. You know, he's got a Mercury, Mars, Sun, and Venus, and he's a pretty boy, by the way. I always love Venus conjunct Sun because they're always pretty.
Yeah, he's a pretty boy.
But on the other hand, the duality of this for you is quite interesting. Okay? You're much more consistent. Remember that with you. You're a Capricorn Sun. You have, and here again, it's part of the reason why you're kind of inclined towards that Gemini energy. You have a Venus in Sagittarius, which gives you some duality to it. But every other sign in your every other planet in your chart is a strong going forward sign instead of that duality that they have. So this guy, he appeals to you. There's no question about it. You've got, all that is enshrined to your moon. So there's a great appeal with this. But there has to, what I am going to say is if this is going to work, it has to work in a long-term friendship before it would ever be able to work as a one-to-one relationship, which is hard for that Libra moon, okay?
Right.
I have to say that about it. So what I am suggesting is, though, I have to say, is keep him as friends. Be patient. I'm not surprised he'd be flaky, but you're not going to get that solidness that you want out of this one, is what I'm going to say. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I feel a little bit more positive about it than you do, because of all the Earth trines. There's a lot of Earth trines going to your Capricorn stuff and his Virgo stuff, okay? So I think this is a relationship that does have to exist on many different levels. In other words, you have to share many different activities and interests that you can do together for it to come to its pristine arena. He does have a lot of Earth, even though he's a Gemini Sun. His Saturn and Venus are both in Taurus. Uranus, Jupiter, the South Node, and Pluto are all in Virgo. These things tend to complement you, okay? And that's why you have been kind of holding on to this. I respect that about your own intuition, by the way. But what I want to do is I want to look at your chart with what's going on today, especially at the solstice, because that's where we are right now. I want to look back and see if this is the ideal romantic time for you, or as Jacqueline had recommended, to let it develop. And I think that's probably where I'm going to find out the exact same thing, because they usually always agree, okay? So let me pull that up on the screen if I can. I'm working with one hand tonight, but I got it going on. All right, let me see here.
Oh, no. Well, he said he's going to work better on his communication skills. He was supposed to come visit me today and didn't show up. So I sent him a text saying, you know, so how does it feel when you say you're going to do something and you don't do it? I said, put yourself in my shoes. I said, it wouldn't really feel good right now. I said, I feel sad that you couldn't even call and text me that you weren't coming. So that's where I left it at. So, I mean, you should at least text or call me that you're not coming. I mean, be a grown man.
And I'm going to say this. You will hear from him again. There's no question about it. So, again, prepare yourself for that conversation of what you would like instead of the duality of a more consistency, you know, communications, these types of things. Again, I'm not opposed to the communications. The two of you can work together, but it is about that communication issue. It is about being open and honest and not silent. Okay.
Right.
So I agree with you.
But men are bad at that.
Well, he has a duality to it, and it is something that he has to adjust to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but men are. I mean, relationship. I mean, communication is good in any relationship. I don't care if it's your parent, kid, work, coworker, boss. You know, whatever relationship. I mean, if you don't have communication, then you really have nothing. So.
Mhm.
That's the foundation of any relationship, like no matter what it is.
Well, to make a command decision during a Mercury retrograde is not a wise choice. Okay. and so. I think you're kind of a heads up on it. You address the issue. Because you're the kind of responsible person. You probably always show up early, don't you?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be 5 minutes early than 5 minutes late.
Pluto planet power, life, death, and rebirthing has not sat on your sun sign since the Revolutionary War in this country. That's how slow that planet moves. This is your time to be empowered. This is a big year for you coming up, okay? Next 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And you're also in your Saturn return in Aquarius. So you want a friendship, but you also want a commitment. You want both.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And you're dead right. With your own psychic stuff, you're dead right. This is what you're looking for. But the same thing is that you want this to flow, be more lighthearted. You didn't want it to be a lot of pressure for you or him. But for some reason, he's picking up on the pressure. You didn't want to create that, but you called him on his not being consistent because, you know, you're the kind of person you need to be able to know that people are going to show up on time, return the call, all that. I get that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to understand that he's probably never met anybody like you in his lifetime. So I'm not sure he has a database. Okay.
He said that to me. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. So you let him know, I'm not trying to be oppressive. I just expect that you're going to, you know, follow through.
Follow through.
You know? And I would
really appreciate
it, right? Yep.
Right.
So I agree with Jacqueline.
Yep.
This relationship could develop into something really great. But I think that I don't know how he deals with command performances. I don't see that as a strong issue with this chart. And I think he can be very deeply committed, but he doesn't know you well enough yet. How long ago did you meet him?
It's been about a month and a half. But he lives out of state. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. So you're looking at just doing, like, telecommunication rather than really getting together.
Well, he was supposed to come up this weekend and come hang out with me, and he said, I have a surprise for you. And he says he was going to show up today at my out here, but he never called, never texted, nothing, didn't show up. And I was like, I was just disappointed. You know, like, I felt like let down. Like, you could have called and said you weren't coming. Don't leave people hanging.
Right. I so agree with you, and I think you're right to call him on it and see how he comes back.
Let it go.
Because I have a feeling he will. See, you are a Capricorn. You tend to be the rule maker in the relationships.
Yep.
Okay? But I think that that's going to give him a sense of groundedness and security, too, if he steps in with you. I think it could serve both of you. So I'm not going to consider even abandoning the relationship. I'm just saying, you know, either keep your promises or don't make them. Okay?
Exactly. That's basic what I said.
So you're perfect. But don't give up the ship just yet with this one. There's some compatibility there that you need to entertain.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome.
Do you agree, Jacqueline?
I agree.
This is why I like to love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you. Keep us posted. Well, I know how it goes.
I will.
And like I said, once Mercury gets out of its shadow, which it doesn't until the 7th of July, it's going direct on the 22nd, but it's still in its shadow until the 7th of July. So I would just work with the energy for right now. And knowing, again, because Mercury is his ruler, this is affecting him. There may have been other things on his plate or things he couldn't control that came in. there could be a reason for it, but still, it was disrespectful for him to do that, and I so agree with you on that score.
Yes, he had a couple deaths in the family back when he was supposed to come together or something. I didn't hear from him. He had a couple deaths in his family, and then my aunt died on Friday, so and I had to have, like, a test done. So, I mean, I keep sending all these messages, but I get nothing back. I said, it takes 5 seconds out of your day just to text me saying you're not coming or something. I said, you know, that's all I ask.
I so agree with you. Good girl. Do it your way.
That's right.
You're empowered this year, so go for it. Go for it all the way down the line, okay?
All right.
And keep us posted, all right?
I will. I will. I promise.
Many blessings to you, dear one. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
A lot going on there.
Yeah.
I loved all the Earth Trines, though. If they ever really got together, they could accomplish just about anything if it really works out. And I like the Venus and Taurus energy with him, too. Because I feel, again, if he recognizes their value, they're both going through change with family right now. So there's a lot of balls in the air, I think, with both of them right now. But that's okay. It happens that way sometimes.
Yes, it does.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 561-287, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, ladies. It's Stacy from Delray. How are you both?
Hey, Stacy. Well, how are you?
Yeah, it's been like a few months, but in a month, from now, I'd be at my job for almost a year. So that's the good news. The bad news is that a girl that started after me, she quit, and all the people that started when I was working quit or got fired. You know what I mean? And I'm the one that's been dedicated, been there, never missed a day of work, and all the newbies, all the young ones, are on the better dialer, and I'm still not on the good dialer. So I'm not making as much money, so I'm very upset. So I brought it up to the manager that came back from another office after a year, and I said, listen, I told him I'm very upset because, you know, you understand, I said, you know, I'm dedicated and all this, and I just want to know if I'll be on the better dialer because I'm feeling really lousy. You know what I'm saying? When it's a significant difference of pay. You know what I'm saying?
Now, remind me, are you December 26th?
Yes. And I even worked on my birthday.
Good.
And this Saturday, I didn't do the overtime because I was upset. You know, a guy that just started within a month, he gets on the good dialer. So I was very upset. I was, you know, embarrassed. And, you know, how would you feel? And that's the only, you know, other than that, I've been there every day. Every day, never missed a day. People call in, they take off, and I'm always there. And why does this happen?
Exactly. But I think you're getting way too emotional over this. I don't think
well,
it's that big of a
money,
deal.
Well, money, you know. It's like double the pay, you know. It's double
right?
the amount. And even the girl that started after me, she was on the better dialer, and she quit. So I don't know what's going on. I guess she was, you know, she got better calls, and then after that it started. I guess they were, like, mad because she was on the phone a lot. She got a boyfriend now, and that she was calling in a lot. You know what I mean? And I guess they yelled at her, and then whatever. But here I am. You put people on the better dialer, and they wound up quitting or getting fired, not reliable. And here I am. Hello? You know?
I still feel the way your chart looks, I think you're very supported. I think you are overreacting a bit. I'm just telling you this because I can.
Thank you.
The solstice is tonight, and the sun is forming a trine to your moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your chart is actually in pretty good shape here. I think because of your past and Mercury is retrograde, you're letting some of the past influences exaggerate the emotional integrity of what's really going on. The sun over the next few days is going to be opposing and attracting to your Capricorn sun and your Mercury in an amazing way. So it's good that you talk to the people in charge, but allow yourself to deal with this more from a balanced view. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Patience is a virtue in this one because it is setting you up for a longer term. Because people quit and get fired, they're moving on and they're having to get to another job. You are the stable one. And here again, slow and steady wins the race. This full moon is right on top of your sun, okay, which means that the sun is opposing your sun. And what that means is it's time to look within your value and know your value. But wait, because Mercury's going to be direct. Aphrodite was talking about it being in its shadows. I think July is the month where you can speak out and where you can get that raise. Okay, so here again, Saturn is sitting really close to your Mars, and it's going to go back and then go forward. This is when you're really going to be empowered, but that's not until the fall, okay? I think the change will come in July, and then in the fall, you'll be off and running is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you're saying a new job, or I'll be here, and they'll be better to me. That's what I'm saying.
Again here, they'll be better for you, to you. Okay, this is all about
okay,
that transformation.
Yeah.
Okay,
but could you believe I spoke up? And then also they wanted me, they encouraged this guy to hit on me or whatever, and he was so disgusting. He was saying dirty things to me, and I yelled at him. I said, that's really inappropriate. It's disgusting. He basically said that he hasn't gotten laid in about 9 months. And then I'm serious. So he said to me, you know, an older gentleman, and he said that if I don't, he's tired of jacking off. Isn't that disgusting? And I got upset.
Yes. I don't blame you.
So I
would have upset too.
I said,
oh my God.
I said, that's disgusting. You know, I said, that's disgusting. How dare you? And he got embarrassed. I said, it's disgusting. How would you feel? It's like, you know, he would say to the people, hey, I want to be a sperm donor. Hey, ladies, these gals are in their 20s. Do you want all this? He talks really inappropriate. And I put him in his place. You know, I said, it's disgusting. I said, my intuition was right. I thought he was skeevy to begin with, no chemistry. I said, you know, I come here for one thing, to make money, not make friends. And, you know, and I don't need help finding a date. And second of all, you need somebody you're attracted to, and it's a no to date someone you work with. And I spoke up about that also. So I don't know why, you know, if they didn't put me on the good dialer because I opened my mouth, but one of the other managers I spoke to the other day, he thought it was disgusting. He said, sit far away from him. He was very upset. I said, you know, I said, is that what I deserve out of my life? Do I look bad that I have to date somebody like that? Gross.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ew. You know what I mean? You know, and
well,
that's
I think
why I'm
you handled it in a wonderful way, girlfriend, okay? And I want you to hang in there until you either find something better or they give you what you're worth, okay?
Yeah,
and
what do you
so
think is going to happen?
Advise you right
which
now,
one?
Okay? But we have a lot of people on hold, so we can't stay on here forever, but I think you've handled this beautifully. I think you're doing a great job. And know it. And again, you're not the kind of person that can be bought with that kind of baloney, okay? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, imagine that. He said he saw you jacking off. How inappropriate. So I yelled at him, how inappropriate. So everybody was like, what's going on? So I thought, is that, you know? So I'm saying, but you think they'll be better to me?
Yes. I think you need to hang in there until they either support you, or you find something better. So keep your eyes open for another opportunity, but because you've already made a statement about how loyal you've been at the company, don't make a big change until after Mercury gets out of its shadow at the end of the first week of July. Right now, hang in there for now, but do keep your eyes open for opportunity stays, okay?
Yeah, so you think I won't have a problem finding another job?
No, you've got great time in your chart right now. Your chart's looking really good, so don't worry about that part. Okay.
Yeah, that's the what I
if this
remember
is a
how
breaker,
long it took me to find another job. What?
I know, but every day the plans change. Every day new doors open. Mm-hmm. Look into something better, but stay where you are to be secure for right now. But look into other opportunities right now because the power is with you with the Mercury retrograde. So wait and look at other opportunities and just keep yourself as pure as you can, which you've already done, and you'll be fine, okay?
Yeah, but you would have opened up your mouth too like I did?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, thanks. That's what I want to know, if you would have done the same thing.
Yes.
I'd probably shock you. Probably nobody else has ever talked like this on your show.
I know.
Probably nobody else has talked like this.
No, but we understand what kind of stress you've been under, but you hang in there and you keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you. You made my day because,
you
know,
honey.
All this built up, you know? Thank you, lady, so much. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you, honey. All right, sweet night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Crazy stuff going on out there. Anyway, and so it is. See you, Ray's next one.
Okay.
Echo 415, you're on the air.
Aphrodite, your comment was hilarious. The last one. Made me check all the crazy stuff on. That's funny. So this is Jessica in New Jersey, 716. Happy solstice, guys.
Happy solstice
to you. I'm glad I amused you, Jessica.
Funny.
You know, sometimes, you know, it is what it is.
That's right.
All right, let me make sure I got you on here right. There you are. Now, where do you live now? Are you still in New York?
Yeah, right outside it, yeah.
I thought so, okay. So what do you want us to do for you tonight, Jessica?
I'm just curious to see what you see coming in the next week or two. Like whatever's sticking out the most.
Let's take a peek and see what's shaking with you, lady. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Are you in a relationship now?
No. Just with myself and God.
Is there someone who is very loyal to you, like a male friend?
No, I actually don't really have anybody around me. I really would love some friends or a partner, all of the above.
Well, Mars is in Leo now. It's going to Leo now. And you have your Moon, your Mercury, your Vertex, your Saturn all there. And it's traveling over all these planets in your chart over the next 6 weeks. Because Saturn's in a sign for 7 weeks every 2.5 years. And there's a T-square here. Which just means that you could benefit from somebody who's just loyal in their heart, or their friend or a lover. It wouldn't really matter. The Mars energy is usually a male, but it can be a Mars-ruled woman, too. It could be a good friend of yours, named Aries or a Scorpio. And Venus is sitting right on your sun right now in Cancer, which is just beautiful. This is a time to really love yourself and your divine feminine right now. Oh, yeah. The moon is sitting on Uranus in your chart right now. It's a time for you to realize what a passionate and loving person you are. I think this is a lot about self-evaluation. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. But I also see a beautiful trine with Jupiter and Uranus. Okay, your natal Uranus and transiting Jupiter. If you dream them, they will come. Is what I'm going to say about that. This is a time that's very empowering for you. I agree with everything Aphrodite says. Mars is transiting through your seventh house. Venus is there right now. You have an opportunity at this point in time to really connect with somebody, okay, in a heartfelt way. But I say, focus on it. On the unconscious level, call them in, okay, because it could lead to a surprise with that Uranus and Scorpio that you have, that all of a sudden it'll show up. So I'm going to give you hope and optimism about your love life for the next few weeks.
Oh, I would love that. I was feeling that energy a lot maybe a month or two ago, and then the energy kind of left. And when I decided to sort of stay in this area when I move, like as far as like staying in New Jersey, I was thinking, oh, I had this whole fantasy that I was going to meet somebody when I moved to another state, and now I'm still going to stay in this area. I wonder who I'm going to meet here. Because I've been here for like 8 years already, back in this area, and I haven't really connected with anybody. So I really want to bring in, I really desire to bring in friends and that soulful love, like partnership, all of that. So, everything that you're saying.
I think it's about the neighborhood. I think it's about how you approach. Now as COVID's lifting off a little bit, I think you can become much more sociable once Mercury goes direct. And I think it's time to do that. The North Node's in Gemini sing on your Venus. So you want to be in a place where people are pretty much your tribe, born the same generation, like the same music you like, those kinds of activities that you enjoy. That door is going to be opening up, okay, between now and the middle of July to a greater degree than it has been. And I think most of the reason you've been so cloistered so much was because of COVID. I don't think it's your nature to be that hidden, okay? So you do need to get out and meet people. And I so agree with Jacqueline. This can be an amazing time to create new friendships. You could even find the love of your life right now. I mean, it's good in your chart.
Mm.
Next 6 weeks.
Oh,
I would go for that.
Love that. I'm going to think about that. I'll see how it unfolds. I would really love that. I have no idea even where I would hang out or where my tribe is. So that would be a very nice surprise for Spirit to show me. Yeah.
Now, even though you're a Cancer sun like me, you have a lot of planets in Leo. If you can't find something, create something. Okay?
Yes, I know. I always hear you
guys
say that.
Because Mars going through Leo now and Venus heading in there in 2 weeks, this is a time maybe somebody wants someone like you to create something where they can get together, okay? You could create a meetup if you wanted to. You could just start going to one place that you really like so you know the name of the waiter and stuff. You walk in, it's, oh, the usual, you know, this kind of thing. This is a great time for you to put yourself out there and find a place where you feel comfortable emotionally and brave in your heart at the same time.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I would
do the data search, girlfriend.
I would do the data search on that one, okay?
Right. I will. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see how that
and keep
turns
us posted.
That would be a nice birthday gift.
Call in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. The sweetheart. I like all that Leo stuff kind of coming together for her right now. I'm like, yeah, we need that. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 480, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I had a question. So,
and who are we speaking with?
My name's Robin. And
hi,
I'm
Robin.
September. Hi. I think I've called you guys before, but it's been years, a couple of years, so I don't know if I had the same phone number.
What's your birthday again?
September 27, 64.
And what time were you born?
8:37 p.m. in Falmouth, Massachusetts.
Falmouth,
Falmouth.
I was born in Worcester. I still know the area.
Yeah, I heard that. Interesting.
Where do you live now?
I live in Arizona now. I've been in Arizona for about 8 years.
What city? What city?
Scottsdale.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. It's hot, but it's nice. So I'm getting ready to leave a job that I've been on for 12 years, and I've wanted to leave for a while. And I know my chart in some ways, but it's hard for me to interpret it. A job offer came to me. It's not the perfect one, but I'm going for it just because I need the energy of leaving where I'm at right now, and I work from home. But there is a bigger, better job that's in the background that I'm waiting for, but it just didn't come to me yet, so I'm taking this one, and I'm just wondering if that kind of lines up with my chart right now.
Okay. Let's see what I can find out here, because I want to relocate you where you are. See, Jupiter has a 12-year cycle, okay?
Yep.
And it's the end of it's a new cycle with going in Pisces now. It's going to back up into Aquarius for a few months, and then it's going to go into Pisces for a full year next year. So I'm not sure if where you're at right now is temporary or permanent. It could be either. That's why I want to get this chart up here, and I want to relocate you to Arizona to see what I can see in real time, in real place for you. But again, that 12-year energy is usually a completion cycle. So
yeah.
I can feel there's something intuitive with you that's involved with this. That's great.
Yeah. I've wanted to leave for a while, but the opportunity just wasn't there. I felt like it was blocked.
Well, you know, there's been a lot going on between COVID and retrogrades and all kinds of crazy stuff, but sure.
Exactly.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay. Well, you're right about the intuitiveness of it and going into the Jupiter, because at Jupiter in your natal chart dances from your 11th to your 10th house. Jupiter is retrograde. Your Saturn natally is retrograde at 29 degrees. It will back up into your 10th house of your career and then go forward again. So when Aphrodite starts talking about this being temporary, you know, I would have to lean towards that with this, because I think there's a better job coming later on. Once Jupiter goes direct, and once Jupiter passes over that Saturn again, somewhere around the beginning of next year, in January, I believe it's going to be, that's when I'm really looking for that long-term shift as far as your career is concerned. I can understand why you're doing it now. Mars is getting ready to be dead on your Mars.
Yeah.
A couple of things here, it's going to hit it. So there's your impulse. I need to go. I need to go now. I need to push this situation. But I am going to say, I think it's only temporary. I think you're going to reevaluate it once Mercury goes direct and starts going back into your second house and really look at your personal values and beliefs. And I think that by the beginning of next year, you should really know where you're going. What do you think after that?
Okay.
I want to make sure I have the right birth information, because I'm seeing something different here, and I might have, because I can't use my right hand right now. I'm just faking all this because I have a cast on. But did you see you were September 22nd?
No, 27. Yeah.
All right. I thought that. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I'm working on it
it's
right now.
It's a little
now.
Bit
I
of a difference.
Sure I, give you, I don't want to give you misinformation.
Yeah.
And you're 1964, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to get the real picture. Nice. Okay. Here we are. And it would make the change for me. I'll try it again. I couldn't use a mouse, or I can't write right now because I broke two bones in my right wrist. Just to let you know what's going on.
I'm left-handed, so I had to use that right hand for the mouse all my life.
But I had my left thumb reconstructed last year. it's kind of like a crapshoot, but I'm working with it because, you know what, I'm no quitter.
Good.
All right, so now let me see what's really going on. Okay. There we are. Now I can see what Jacqueline was seeing. Yes. Let me see here.
I have like this huge burst of energy yesterday, today. I just feel like I can't wait to give my notice. So that's, and you know, with Mercury still being retrograde, I'm like, what am I doing? But I have to go with this energy.
Right. Mhm. Well, I want to tell you. Now I am seeing Mars is going to be in Leo now for another few weeks. It just got in there about a week ago. Okay. It's going to pass over your Jupiter and your Venus in Leo. Am I looking at the right chart, Jacqueline?
No, I got Jupiter and Taurus.
Right on her ascendant at 26 degrees. Mars is in Leo at 7 degrees. That is September 27th, 1964, 8:37
p.m. I'm sorry. Okay.
Mercury's retrograde.
You got to love
it. Yes, and
you
five planets in freaking Gemini, so I'm experiencing it on a different level than most people. Okay.
It's just a handful. This one's definitely a handful. So.
Yeah, it has been, but it's okay. Because the end game is a win-win. Okay. For some reason, it will not let me change you. Isn't that weird? All right. I'm going to do it again. Because I am going to do this.
She is determined. That's the good part about her.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Leave it alone. Get the hell out of my way because I'm going to go for it every time. Because, again, you know, I love what we do because it's part science, it's part intuition. It's so cosmically correct. It's just beautiful. And I'm so thankful that Jack and I have taken this long journey together because we both love our work so much. And even though we can look at different charts differently, we usually always have the same bottom line, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful friendship to have with someone that's a colleague that I respect as much as I do Jacqueline. I totally respect and love her very, very much. Okay, I think I got it now. Yay.
Yeah.
All righty then. Okay. Wow. Well, the south node sitting on your part of fortune in your ninth house, which just means that you have to live your vision, and where you're at right now or where you were is not your vision at all.
No.
There's still going to be an emptiness as far as you being motivated and really feeling that sense of elation. So you're a Libra sun, but you've got a lot of Virgo, okay?
Yes.
The good thing about that, is that Uranus, now in Taurus, okay, it is trining your natal Uranus and your Pluto in that sixth house of work and service. But this retrograde Mercury is squaring you in Gemini. Now, with the Gemini energy, it usually comes in twos. So you have this opportunity on the plate, but there's something else waiting for you. I so agree with Jacqueline. And as Mercury does redirect its orbit and move forward, it's going to pass over your north node and your moon, which are combust, okay, in your chart here where you live now. And you can still work from home, but you can also do both. Okay?
Yeah.
I'd like
that first house of home and security, sometimes you work in two different ways, or you wear two different hats. Like you might work during the day, but then at the end of the day, you have to have some kind of documentation, which you will still be compensated for. So both of those things can go down for you. Once Mercury gets out of its shadow, which is the end of the first week of July, if you were born with Jupiter in trine to some of your Virgo, set that seventh house, you're an employer's dream, aren't you?
I think they're going to be really upset when I give my notice, but I have to keep reminding myself that they've taken me for granted. I'm one of the senior people, and I handle a big caseload, and I feel like there's going to be a big blow-up when I give my notice, but at the same time, I feel strong enough. No, I need to leave. I need to do this for me right now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yep. Because there's too much victimization going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to be a martyr. You know, you don't want to do that. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that was, yeah, I thought I saw that. It's funny how I can look at my chart and each time I see something different, and I like to hear more experienced people. So that gave me some help. And I think I'm excited for Venus to go into Leo because I always feel super happy around that time. And I'm creative.
Yeah, and Mars
I
is there now, and it's going to pass over your Venus before Venus passes over your Venus. So this could be a very interesting four to five-week period for you.
Okay. Yep.
And I want to take a look at one more thing for you. Give me a minute here.
Okay.
I want to take a look at something. I want to see where your part of dismissal and resignation is in your chart.
Ooh, I've never looked at that before. That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it can give you an idea of your timelines.
Okay.
My computer's just not working with me tonight. Maybe it's my hand. I don't know.
Okay. So if my artwork, I do art, and that's kind of like my outlet. Can that be moved forward at this time period in my life? I just do it for myself.
We are part of dismissal and resignation lies at 20 degrees of Libra, where you live right now. Okay?
Oh.
And the moon passed over that star over the last 2 days. Okay?
Oh.
So I'm thinking that that's why you called in tonight. Like, it's right on you. The moon's in Scorpio now, but for the last, 72 hours, this has been, like, whew, all over you, like bees on honey, right?
Yeah. I debated on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm like, should I do it now? Should I do it now? The end of the day came. I'm like, damn, I'm definitely doing it Monday.
Mm-hmm. A Scorpio moon is often good for completions, and we have the summer solstice we're looking at, but the full moon's also coming up on the 24th, which is also a good completion cycle. Now, you have to remember that Mercury's going to be direct then, but it will still be in its shadow.
Yeah.
They might want you to stay a little longer. They might want to negotiate with you. Even the new job, you might want to make sure that everything that they're presenting is accurate, because it might not be. Okay?
Yeah.
This Mercury retrograde is hitting a lot of your Virgo energy, so you need to have all the details.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's doing the same thing that I'm doing right now, just a breath of fresh air, not as much craziness going on at the company I'm going to. But I absolutely know it's not something I would want to stay in. I have my eye on something else. Still the same line of work, just a little bit above. So, yeah, that makes sense. So maybe I should wait after tomorrow.
And again, the Mercury retrograde, sometimes I think pondering is underrated. So we'll do meditations, we'll do prayer. But I think just to sit with yourself and see how you want to unfold, look at all the options with clarity, almost like you're the angel in your living room viewing you. Okay, try and use your higher self to access the timing. I think your intuition is right. You need this change, but you want to do it in a way that's going to serve you best.
Yes. Okay. That makes
and
sense.
Psychic enough and intuitive enough, you can do that. You can do that.
But I'm a Libra. I waffle around like a typical Libra, which is why it helps to hear it from more experienced people. So I thank you.
Well, Jacqueline is an amazing Libra. Right, Jacqueline?
I am a Libra, just like you.
Oh.
Real close. Oh, same degrees. You know,
oh, wow.
Close in degrees. Yeah. So I appreciate the Libra energy. It's real cardinal energy sometimes, too cardinal.
Yes, I'm learning to deal with it much better than I did when I was younger. So.
And when you take the high road, there's a lot less traffic.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll let you get to the next one, and thank you for your insight.
Well, many blessings to you. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, bye. God bless. All right, bye-bye. Well, we're just about the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can connect with us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy that you listened or called in tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week. Enjoy the summer solstice. Gleam.
Have a good week. Happy full moon.
Have a good week. Happy full moon. Good night.
Good night.